Okay, let's review Erev in Daf Tzadi Hey was today's Daf. In the previous Daf, we learned that if walls came down on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi holds that any place that's mutter to carry on during future Shabbosos, you're allowed to carry on during this Shabbos. Any place that's also to carry on future Shabbosos, you're not allowed to carry in that place this Shabbos. So, Yibaylu, Rabbi Yossi Lasser Lahatir. Does Rabbi Yossi intend to say that it should be mutter or also to carry in the house for the rest of Shabbos? Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Yochanan, supported by an explicit brisa, say that Rabbi Yossi means to be strict and not to allow carrying in the house for even the rest of this Shabbos. In fact, it's even hard to understand what the Hava Amina is, that it will be mutter for future Shabbosos. It doesn't have any sort of mechitz over there. Itmar, Rebchia bar Yosef amar alach Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel amar alach Rabbi Yehuda. Rebchia bar Yosef paskens like Rabbi Yossi, but Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that we can continue to carry in the house whose walls came down on Shabbos for the rest of the Shabbos. Miyamar Shmuel hachi, does Shmuel really paskens like Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't he the one who taught us that kol makom shana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin halach kamoso, that we always paskens like Rabbi Yehuda on issues of erivin, but not on his on issues of Hilchos Mechitzos like the issue in our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers that when Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, he's speaking about a house whose fallen wall exposed to a Carmelist. Whereas when he says not to be lenient like Rabbi Yehuda, he was talking about a house whose fallen wall exposed to a Rishas HaRabim. That's the difference. The last Mishnah in the Parak tells us two machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. First, Habona Ali Al Gabi Shnei Batim. If somebody builds a second story that forms a bridge over two houses that are separated by Rishas HaRabim, or if a road passes under a bridge, Rabbi Yehuda says metaltan tachtein b'Shabbos. He can carry under them on Shabbos, but Chacham say it's aser. So Gemara points out that although it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that only two walls are necessary to make something a rishus hayachid midaraisa, his rationale for this psak is based on piticure of associating the ability to view the sides of the overpasses if they extend downward to form mechitzos. Second, Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'arvin l'mavay hamafulash. The second halacha is that we can make an erev v'shtuvim mavuos even for a mavoy that only has two walls, but Chum only allowed making a shtufim of walls when the mavoy has three full walls. So Gemara points out that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in this halacha clearly relates to the fact that he holds that only two mechitzos are necessary to make a rishus yachad araisa, meaning it has nothing to do with tikri or v'sosim because there's no tikra over here. So the fact that the term va'od Rabbi Yehuda is used is further proof that the first halacha must have been based on pitikra and not based on two mechitzos, because this halacha is based on two mechitzos and it's a va'od Rabbi Yehuda. There's a new din of Rabbi Yehuda. So the first din of Rabbi Yehuda must have been based on pitikra. Hadron alach kol gagos. Then the final parak begins. Hamotzi tefillin. If a person finds a pair of old tefillin in a public place on Shabbos, Tanakama holds you should wear one pair at a time in order to bring them back inside. And Rambam Gamliel says he should wear two pairs at a time to bring them in. We'll explain. So we'll just explain that part of the Mishnah. Now the rest of the Mishnah we'll get to in future dapim. Although the Gemara first assumes that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is against Reb Meir, who allows wearing as much clothing as you want in order to save them from a burning building, Rav explains that even Reb Meir may agree that we can only wear one pair of tefillin at a time to save them, since unlike excessive amounts of clothing, it's completely unusual to wear more than one pair of tefillin at a time. Rashi explains that the Tanakama holds Shabbos man tefillin. We wear tefillin on Shabbos, so the Chum didn't relax any isurim to allow bringing the tefillin inside. Reb Gamliel holds Shabbos loves man tefillin. There's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, so the Chum made a special allowance to wear tefillin in order to save them. But even so, they only allow wearing tefillin in its proper place on the head and the arm. Rav Gamliel just happens to hold makom yesh parosh la niach shtei tefillin, and makom yesh biyad la niach shtei tefillin. There's enough room on a person's head and arm for two pairs of tefillin. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that the tefillin shel yad should be worn on the bicep, and the tefillin shel rosh should be worn on the part of the head where a baby's skull is soft. Then the Daf concludes with five explanations of the point of contention between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel in terms of how many tefillin a person should wear at a time when saving them on Shabbos. The first possibility is maybe they agree that Shabbos loves man tefillin, but they argue whether there's actually room on a person's body for two pairs of tefillin. Second, maybe they both agree that there is room on a person's body for two pairs of tefillin, but they argue whether Shabbos is a man tefillin. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos or not. Tanakhama holds there is a mitzvah, so we stick to just one pair. Rav Gamliel holds there's no mitzvah. So any tefillin is only a tachshit, and we therefore may as well wear two. The third possibility is maybe they both agree Shabbos is man tefillin, and they argue whether mitzvah strichos kavana. Tanakama holds no intention is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah, so wearing two pairs would be a violation of paltosiv. Rav Gamliel holds you need to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah, so wearing two pairs is not paltosiv as as long as the person doesn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah with the second set. The fourth possibility is maybe they all agree that no kavanah is necessary in order to get the mitzvah. Mitzvah saying tzrichas kavanah. They just argue whether you need kavanah l'shem mitzvah in order to violate Baal Tosif. Then maybe if you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah on the second pair, it's mele not a violation of Baal Tosif. And then the final explanation, the Gemara briefly suggests that they argue only whether the kavanah is necessary to violate Baal Tosif when it is not the proper time of the mitzvah. But then the Gemara rejects that, because if that were so, Tanakama should not even permit wearing one pair of tefillin, because the Tanakama would be saying that you don't need kavanah to violate Baal Tosif even when it's not the proper time of the mitzvah, so then you shouldn't be wearing any tefillin. Even one is going to be Baal Tosif when it's not the proper time of the mitzvah.